Part 2 of The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Read by Bob Neufeld. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Part 2. The Carew Murder Case. Nearly a year later, in the month of October, London was startled by a crime of singular ferocity, and rendered all the more notable by the high position of the victim. The details were few and startling. A maid-servant, living alone in a house not far from the river, had gone upstairs to bed about 11. Although a fog rolled over the city in the small hours, the early part of the night was cloudless, and the lane, which the maid's window overlooked, was brilliantly lit by the full moon. It seems she was romantically given, for she sat down upon her box, which stood immediately under the window, and fell into a dream of musing. Never, she used to say, with streaming tears when she narrated that experience, never had she felt more at peace with all men, or thought more kindly of the world. And as she so sat, she became aware of an aged, beautiful gentleman with white hair, drawing near along the lane, and advancing to meet him, another and very small gentleman, to whom at first she paid less attention. When they had come within speech, which was just under the maid's eyes, the older man bowed, and accosted the other with a very pretty manner of politeness. It did not seem as if the subject of his address were of great importance. Indeed, from his pointing, it sometimes appeared as if he were only inquiring his way. But the moon shone on his face as he spoke, and the girl was pleased to watch it. It seemed to breathe with such an innocent and old-worldly kindness of disposition, yet with something high, too, as of a well-founded self-esteem. Presently her eye wandered to the other, and she was surprised to recognize in him a certain Mr. Hyde, who had once visited her master, and for whom she had conceived a dislike. He had in his hand a heavy cane with which he was—